In his second letter to Timothy, the Apostle Paul writes these words, "I charge you in the presence of God and of Christ Jesus, who is to judge the living and the dead, and by his appearing and by his kingdom, preach the word. Be urgent, in season and out of season. Convince, rebuke, and exhort. Be unfailing in patience and in teaching." This is In Season and Out of Season, a Bible teaching ministry with Father Tom DiLorenzo.
Good day. It's Father Tom. I'm glad to be with you today. And I'm going to be reading from 1 Corinthians 13. It's the great love scripture, but I'm not reading the whole thing. I'm just going to be reading one or two verses. The scripture says in 1 Corinthians 13:12, "For now we see through a glass darkly, or we see through a mirror dimly, but then we shall see face to face. Now I know in part, but then I shall know even as I am also known." Listen to that again. This is so amazing. Now we see through a glass dimly. Now we see through a mirror dimly. Yes, even if we have the greatest experiences of God, it's still through a glass dimly. It is not heaven, okay? But it is the realm of heaven. It is heaven seeping in, but it is not what will happen when we shall see him face to face, okay? Now we see through a glass dimly, because now we operate in faith. We operate in faith. All we do must be done in faith. But then we will see face to face. What does it say in John? "Beloved, we are God's children now. What we shall later be has not yet come to light, but we know that when it comes to light, we shall be like him, for we shall see him as he is, face to face." Yeah. Beloved, we shall see him face to face. We shall know even as we are known. Do you know today that you are completely known by God? You read Psalm 139 and you see you are completely known by God. He knows your coming and your going, your ups and your downs, your valleys and your peaks. He knows you and he loves you. Now, as we operate in faith, yes, we get glimpses of heaven. Yes, the glory comes. Yes, but still we see dimly. We see dimly. I will tell you that when we get to heaven, it will not all be new. It will not all be new because we have experienced God, but it will be greater than we could ever imagine or think. Because then we shall see face to face. But now you are known fully. Like, fully, you are fully known by God. It says that. "Then we shall know." And no, I'm not talking about knowledge of the head. I'm talking about knowledge of the heart, of the being. "Then we shall know even as we are known." My Lord, we are known completely. We are known completely. And I want you to know right now that at this very moment, you are known completely. But not with any shame. God does not look at you with shame. He does not look at you with a pointed finger out at you. He does not look at you with the evil eye. He looks at you with love. You are fully known by God. He knows what brought you to this point. He knows. He knows what has brought you to this point. That's why I will not judge anybody. You know why? Because I don't know what brought them to the point they're at. Do you understand what I'm saying? I was praying with somebody just the other day, okay? And this person's on drugs. Now, they were not there. They were not in the room, but I was praying with them, okay? I was praying for them with somebody. Asked me to pray for, we'll say the person's name is Cantalopa. So would you pray for my son Cantalopa? So I did. I started praying for the son. And I looked into the lady's eyes and I said, "Was he sexually abused?" She said, "Yes." Okay. I said, "That's the core. That's the core. You see, he might be drug addicted right now, but that is not the core. The core is that this kid was sexually abused, violated. And God wants to heal that area. He wants to let this kid know that he was ripped off. But you know what? He can make good out of even that. Now, I'm not trying to just say, you know, it's an easy thing. I'm not saying that at all. You know, I'm not saying that at all. I am saying this, though. His drug addiction is not the problem. His drug addiction is just the fruit of the problem. The root of the problem is sexual abuse. And it wasn't by a priest. It's always in the family for the most part. But listen to this. If this young man could only experience that he is fully known by God, without shame, and that the Lord Jesus Christ loves him unconditionally, and that he had nothing to do with this, that his pain causes him to drug. If this man could only experience that he is fully known by God, that's why we need anointed services. That's why we need the unction of the Spirit in our services. That's why we need glory to fall, even though we see in a mirror dimly. I tell you, when that glory falls, people can be healed of areas that psychiatrists cannot even touch. When the glory falls, when the presence of God falls, things can happen that only God Almighty can do. This is real stuff, okay? This is real stuff. You see, that's why I would never judge anybody. Someone on drugs, I would never judge. I don't know where they're coming from. See, I don't know what's in their past. And it usually isn't the drug addiction. It's the root of the problem that people run away from because it's so painful and it's so shameful. But you know what? There's no shame in that. That was a child that was violated. That was a child that was violated and is acting out. Acting out, was not in control, and now the control is I'll take as many drugs as I want to make myself feel what up or whatever. That child's spirit was crushed. That's why you never judge another person. You do not know where they came from. You do not know how they've arrived at the point that they're at now. But I do know one thing. They are known. You are known by God completely. Completely. It says, we shall know even as we are known. How are we known? Completely. And we shall know him, for we shall see him face to face. Hallelujah. But that's why it's so important that when we get into the presence of God, that things begin to happen. Because even though we do not see him face to face at this point, heaven seeps in. The glory seeps in. Worship brings the glory. And people get healed in areas of their life that only God can heal. Maybe you run away from things. Maybe it's in your life that you run away because something has happened to you. And the problem that you have is not your problem at all. It's another problem. It's another root issue. Bring it to the Eucharist. Ask Jesus to go to the root issue. You might not even know the root issue. Okay? He does. You might not even know the root issue. Jesus does. And Jesus can heal that root issue. When you receive Holy Communion, you tell Jesus, "You know me fully. Know me. Know me. Let me know that you know me, and you do not scorn me. You only love me. I need to know you do not scorn me. You only love me." When I say I need to know, I need to know, taste and see that the Lord is good. I don't need to know it intellectually alone. I need to know it, tasting it, to see that the Lord is good. I need to know that I am loved just as I am. I need to drop this shame, because you know what? Unless I know that you know me fully and I taste and see your goodness, I will carry this shame to the grave. Psalm 139 says something else. I will read it. It's at the end of Psalm 139. And it's a very interesting thing, because you know what? It's not only a negative thing, it's a positive thing, okay? It's very positive. The end of Psalm 139, it says, "Search me, O God, and know me. Know my heart. Know my thoughts. And if there be any wicked way in me, lead me in the way of everlasting." But you see, some of the ways that are in us might not be wicked. They might be that we were violated, that we were put in a closet, that we were beaten. So, "Search me, O God, and know my heart." Know in a way, taste and see, that I would taste and see the goodness of the Lord. Know my heart. I lay my heart before you, O God. I lay my heart before you, O God. I lay my heart before you, O God. That I would taste and see that you are good. That I would taste and see that you are good as you know me. And I want to know that you know me, and that you know me fully. You know me fully, and you love me. You hold nothing against me. You know me fully. That's why we can say, "Search me and know me. Know me." See, you are fully known and fully loved. And it's all those areas in our life that have usually been done to us that really mess us up. Like, you know, I don't want to blame your mother and father. I don't want to blame anybody. You know, they did the best they could. Everybody does the best they could, at least most of the time. Everybody comes from broken backgrounds, okay? You know, it's inevitable. Somebody comes to me, you know. They married a drunk. It could be the husband that married a wife, or the wife that married a husband. So I say, "Was your mother or father a drunk?" "Yeah, my father was." "You married your father." And I bet you said this, "The last thing I would ever do would be to marry a drunk." Or the scenario can go out this way. Father was a drunk, or the mother was a drunk. "I will never be a drunk." And then they end up being a drunk. They were abused. Maybe their parents didn't want to abuse them. Maybe their parents were abused by their parents. You see, I don't know where it all starts, but you know, we can get the root in us. We can get the root in us. We can go to Holy Communion and say, Lord, know me. I want to be known by you. I don't want to hide like Adam and Eve hid from you. I want everything to be in your light. Everything to be in the light so that you would know me and I would feel that I do not need to be shamed, but that I am loved. I am particularly loved by you, and that you'll never stop loving me. And one day I shall know, even as I am fully known. One day I shall see you face to face, and I will become like you. But now, Lord, I want to let you know me, love me, hold me. I want to taste and see that you're good. Yeah, you can search me because you're God and you love me. You can search me and know me. And Lord, if you see any wicked ways, show me. But Lord, if you see any broken ways, heal me. See, we say every day at Mass, say the word, and I shall be healed. And not too many people get healed. Like it's become a ritual. Eucharist has become a ritual rather than an encounter with the living Jesus Christ, risen from the dead. Say the word, and I shall be healed. That's why. You get to confession. You confess your sins. You repent of them. You receive the Eucharist and you ask the Lord, search me and know me and love me. And any of those areas in me that's messed my life up, unravel them. I don't need to unravel them with my mind. I ask you to unravel them with your love. With your love. Search me and know me. Love me. All you want. He will never shame you. He will never point the fickle finger of fate at you. He is the Lord, and he is the Lord who is in love with you. And yes, one day we shall know him as we are fully known. But now we see in a mirror dimly. That doesn't mean that we don't experience. That doesn't mean that when we get to heaven, it'll all be different. No, it won't all be different. It'll be the same, but far more glorious. Because then we shall see face to face, and we shall know even as we are known. That's real. That's real. For I tell you, when the presence of God comes, and we experience the presence of God, that's a drop of heaven. That's heaven. So when I am in the presence of God face to face, it's going to be that same presence, but so much more intensified. Because then there will be no mirror. There'll be no more faith anymore. There'll be face to face. I will see him as he is, and I will become like him. This is what the scripture says. See, this is what the scripture says. And we have been given the opportunity to bring our brokenness to the risen Lord at Holy Communion. Say the word and I will be healed. I told you a couple of weeks ago, Robert, and Robert has bad legs anyway, poor Robert, shut the door on his leg. All right? So he came up to me and said, Father Tom, I shut the door on my leg, and my leg has been weeping. And it just doesn't stop. So I prayed with him. When Robert came up to Holy Communion, I said, Robert, when I gave him the Holy Eucharist, Jesus himself, I said, Robert, Jesus heals you. And guess what? The weeping stopped. Jesus healed him. He told me that 2 days later. You see, We know now partially, but then we shall know face to face. We shall see him as he is. What we have now is wonderful. We live by faith. That's why our services need to be filled with the presence of God. Because, you see, the presence of God draws people to Jesus, draws people to give their life to Jesus. The presence of God causes people to open up, to be healed, causes people to get free. You see, you can try to get free all your life. You'll never be free. But when God's presence comes and it touches that area in your life and you give him that permission to touch that area in your life, things begin to happen. And it's all about the presence of God. And that is what the church should be noted for, the presence of God. Not bazaars and not radio ministries, but the presence of God. The glorious presence of our Lord Jesus Christ. Oh, Father, I pray into all these people, all those areas of pain and shame, and I pray, Father, that you would love them, and not only love them because you know them, that you would know them without shame, and know them that it's okay, and oh, know them with love, and know them by sending your Holy Spirit into the depths of their pain. For those addicts, Lord, that have been sexually abused because they were violated and now they're running away, and I pray, God, that you go to the center of that abuse. Oh, God, I pray that you would know them and love them, and that you'd give them the grace to forgive that abuser, because not to forgive that abuser is to carry that abuser on their back for the rest of their lives. Oh, Jesus, it's got to be a grace. Oh, Jesus, it's got to be a grace. We do not want to carry the abuser on our backs for the rest of our lives. So we say, I forgive in the name of Jesus. Whether I feel it or not, I forgive in the name of Jesus. Father, know me and love me. 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 Father, that all the shame would literally fall off. That I am known by you, and I am fully loved by you, and that you will never leave me nor forsake me. Come, Holy Spirit, into the depths of your being. Come, Holy Spirit, into the depths of our beings. Come, Holy Spirit, into the depths of their being. Come, Holy Spirit. Come, Holy Spirit. Come, Holy Spirit, and love, 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 that I one day will know, and I'm not talking about my head. Adam knew Eve, in the 9 months they gave it a name. One day I will know, even as I am known. But I want you to know now, you are known, and you are loved. And one day, beloved, beloved, we are God's children now. We're known. We are God's children now. What we shall later be has not yet come to light. But we know when it comes to light, we shall be like him, for we shall see him as he is. Tonight we will have Mass at 7:30 if you would like to come to the Holy Rosary. The Holy Rosary. You're welcome to come if you would like. 7:30 this evening, if you would like. Also, I want to announce this again. Warriors of Worship, the WOW Catholic Charismatic Conference for Men and Women, October 8th, 9th, 10th, and 11th at the Sheraton Braintree Hotel in Braintree. And www.catholicwow.org. www.catholicwow.org. Maria Vadia will be there, and I will be there, and my Lord. I've been to two of these, and they're wonderful. www.catholicwow.org. And you know what? I do need to hear from people so that we can pay our bills. Broadcasts like these are not done usually. And, you know, I know that what I do is very different than what anybody else does. You know why? I just don't take the scriptures apart. I want people to experience the Lord. I want people to experience the touch of God. I want people to get free. And only the Spirit of God can do that. I can't do that. But at least we can give them a forum to do it. Oh, I could teach and teach and teach, and you'd forget it all. But may God touch you in the depths of your being today, because he loves you. Father Tom, Post Office Box 602, East Boston, Mass. 02128. Father Tom, Post Office Box 602, East Boston, Mass. 02128. God bless you.
This has been In Season and Out of Season with Father Tom DiLorenzo. A tape of this week's series of messages is available to you with a donation when you write to this new address, Father Tom DiLorenzo, P.O. Box 602, East Boston, Mass. 02128. Please make a note of it. And remember that this ministry is supported only by the donations of listeners, so please help as the Lord leads you. That new address again is Father Tom DiLorenzo, P.O. Box 602, East Boston, Mass. 02128. And be sure to listen again next time for In Season and Out of Season.